Look at what we have today. By the grace of God, we have been talking about spiritual gifts, and this today's teaching should be the fourth one in this series on spiritual gifts. I remember the first time we talked about special gifts and related tasks. Following one, we talk about understanding spiritual gifts. Last week, we looked at discovering your spiritual gifts. Plan in such a way that one follows after the other. Haven't discovered. Let me assume that we have discovered our gifts. Hallelujah. Or we are still discovering, because God will help us. We will discover all our gifts in Jesus' name. And if you have discovered your gift, or as you are discovering it, the next thing you have to do is to put these gifts to use. Hallelujah. God wants us to put our gifts to use, because they are not for keep. The gifts are not for keep. The gifts are not given to us to, you know, make us puff up, but for His own use. That's the essence of the gifts. So today we are looking at benefits of utilizing your spiritual gifts. Benefits of utilizing your spiritual gifts. That means these gifts have to be put to use. We have to put them to use. They will not amount to anything. There will be no difference in our lives if these gifts are not put to use. Don't forget, in the course of our the series, we have looked at all the various aspects of the gifts. If you have been following up from the very first study, the various dimensions of the gifts, various characteristics and the groupings, classifications of the gifts have been given to us. So far, we can say that we have the motivational gifts, we have the ministry gifts, we have the manifestation gifts. All these have been touched in the course of our teachings in the past weeks. Praise the Lord. And in any way, as you discover that which the Lord has bestowed on you, Paul admonished that we should put these gifts to use. Let's turn our Bible to Ephesians chapter 4, starting our reading from there. Ephesians chapter 4. We'll read from verse 7 of Ephesians. Are we there? But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Praise the Lord. Let us read again to refresh our mind. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First Corinthians chapter 12. We'll read from 1 to 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Praise the Lord. Let us also read Romans chapter 12. We'll read from verse 3 to 8. Romans chapter 12. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Praise the Lord. So you can see from the last two passages, especially these Romans that we read, Paul, in this passage, encouraged believers to put to use, if you look at verse 6 or a passage we read, Romans chapter 12, he wants us to put to use these gifts that God has given to us by the Holy Spirit. So having the gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Praise the Lord. Let us use them. And that's what God expects from everyone of us. And from the scripture we read as well, probably by way of reminder, every one of us has been given gifts. So according to the measure of what? Of faith. By the grace of God, we have been given gifts. And in our last study, we were taught, guided on how to discover these gifts so that we can be more effective in our ministry. Praise the Lord. So the Bible teaches that God gives us spiritual gifts so we can give to others. We use our spiritual gifts to continue Christ's work on earth. What Jesus would have done if we were to remain here physically, that's what these gifts will help us to accomplish. That's why when Jesus was to live physically, he told them, another form of me will come upon you, that will be in you and with you to the very end of the age. And that's the Holy Spirit, to accomplish all the works of Christ in this life. So we use our spiritual gift to continue Christ's work on earth. In other words, if we are not putting our spiritual gifts to use, then we will not advance the work of Christ here on the earth. The Apostle Paul wrote, the spiritual gift is given to each one of us as a means of helping the entire church. As a means of helping the entire church. In Romans here, you know, Paul used this analogy of the different parts of the body and making us understand that each part of the body has its own function. And he said that we are members of one another. Praise the Lord. In other words, in the church like this, in a setting like this, if you use the human body analogy that Paul used, discover that the hand may be representing a particular gift. Hello, somebody. The eyes represent a particular gift. The leg, you know, the mind, and all that, all the parts of the body. And the Bible says they have their function. So, in other words, the working of these gifts makes the entire body to be what? To be complete and to be whole. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. So, his point is that your gift is not your possession. Your gift is not a possession. It has been entrusted to you. And this gift actually belongs to the community of believers. It's not for your own personal use, not to help yourself, but for the body of Christ. In Romans 12, 6 to 8, that we read, Paul admonished us to put to use our spiritual gifts given by grace. His purpose in giving spiritual gifts is for us to use them for his glory. Praise the Lord. To use them for his glory and for the good of others. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. We'll read from verse 10. Alright, 1 Peter 4. As each one has received a gift. And look at what Peter was saying. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. Praise the Lord. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And if you look at that, in other words, God sees us, this gift is like what God has given to you to use. It's not, it doesn't belong to you really. When you talk about stewards, someone's property is under your care. You have to maintain it, use it effectively for the purpose. And he said, he talked about the manifold grace of God. The word manifold has to do with many-sided. Praise the Lord. The many-sided grace of God. And that's why in Corinthians that we read, it talks about the diversities, the differences and all that. The gifts of the Spirit manifest in diverse ways. But just like we were told there, given by the same Spirit for a particular purpose. Praise the Lord. Now if you look at verse 11, let's just add 11 to 8 of that 1 Peter chapter 4. If anyone speaks, let him speak as what? The oracles of God. He preached that speak as a representative of what? Of God. God's mouthpiece. So in other words, in using the gift, in manifesting the gift, you are actually representing God. Praise the Lord. Because it is the Spirit of God in you that is producing this very gift. The key to an effective ministry is to understand the diversity of spiritual gifts within the unity of the body of Christ. The Christian life is much more effective and fruitful when we are flowing in the spiritual gifts. The Christian life is much more effective and fruitful when we are flowing in the spiritual gifts. The truth is that things will be much more easier in the body of Christ when it's just like in the human body, when all the parts are functioning properly, the body will be healthy. Is that not? You know, you enjoy that harmony that flows from the unity of the parts fulfilling their function. There's this harmony, and you can say that the person is normal because all the parts are functioning well. So also it is. The Christian life will be more effective and more fruitful if we actually are manifesting these gifts of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, as we look at the benefits are so many. And if you were in the last week teaching, if you look at that paper very well and the presentation, you also see that part of the benefits were mentioned in that presentation. Now, one of the benefits of using our gifts, spiritual gifts, is that it provides guidance for believers. Guidance for believers. Guidance for us individually. Guidance for believers generally. The use of the gifts will help Christians to clearly recognize and distinguish between the influence of God, Satan, the world, and the flesh in a given situation. time we fail us to begin to single out each of these gifts and begin to look at their manifestation and the benefits that we derive from putting them to use. But you discover that if you take, for instance, the gift of discernment or spirit, is a gift that actually provides clarity. You have to distinguish between what is true, what is right. You know, distinguishing between spirit, the source of every message, the source of anything that comes or whatever is going on. You have to know the source, and that provides guidance. And in fact, through that spirit, even within the body of Christ, believers can be warned. Sometimes you are going, yes, something you are taking something, going in a particular direction, and somebody is able to discern by the spirit that this way that you are going is not right. You can be warned, and it's a benefit. As that person puts that gift to use, it's a benefit. So we can be warned, especially in a time that we live in where we have a lot of false prophets. The gifts of discernment will help us to know who are the true prophets. Those who seems to be carrying the name of the Lord and are pretending, that gift will help us to be able to know the difference, because we live in a time that some of the things we see, you know, just like Revelations put it clear there, talking about the activities of the Antichrist and those beasts and all that. You know, the Bible talks about that these powers can do some form of miracles. Praise the Lord. They do some kind of miracles, and we have so many of them today. And people who are just after the miracles without discerning the spirit will be carried away. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Even when Jesus was talking about the end of the age, he said that even the elect, if the days are not shortened, what will happen? So even the elect might be deceived. So it, you know, so the spirit of discernment as is put to use for those, by those who have been endowed with this spirit, you know, will be able to provide guidance. So the church needs those with this gift to warn believers in times of danger or keep them from being led astray by false teachings. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, remember what the apostle said? Say, test every what? Every spirit. How are you going to test? By the gift of the spirit, we'll be able to discern what spirit is manifesting, and we'll be guided properly. We'll take the right decision. Let's take Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. We'll just read verse 16, 18. Acts 16, I'm there already. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought our masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this he did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come at her. So Paul was able to discern the Spirit, though the message, what was coming at, was looking as if very correct, but was coming through the very wrong spirit. Praise the Lord. Imagine, do you know that if they had not discerned this spirit, they would have probably given that so-called, you know, false personality the hand of fellowship. Oh, join us, let's do ministry together. And many persons have gone into trouble like that by not discerning the speed by which somebody is operating and just aligning and fellowshipping with such personality, and they are being led astray. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. So to provide guardians for believers will be led right. And in fact, I've come to understand also that the gifts of the spirit, the manifestation of the gifts of the spirit, sometimes you may not be operating on a particular gift. From experience, you may not be operating on a particular gift, but because of the occasion, you will manifest a particular gift, you know, to salvage the situation. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. It happens. It happens. In fact, when Paul was saying that, desire earnestly the best gift, one of the ministration I got from that place is that the best gift is actually the occasion gift. That is, in a situation, to take care of the situation. The right gift for that situation is the best gift for that moment. Praise the Lord. The gifts are like tools. Just like, let's take for instance, you have wood. The challenge before you is wood. There's wood that you have to cut. And you know, there are different types of tools that can be used. You know, but you know that if you want to cut wood, if they give you knife at that moment, it's not the right tool. Am I right? It's not the right tool. But you need something like what? Saw, is that not? To cut that wood. So at that moment, there's a gift for the moment that will take care of the situation. To arrest the situation. Praise the Lord. Another benefit we see here in that Ephesians that we read is effective ministry. Effective ministry. The gifts helps also minister effectively. When Paul was talking about the ministry gifts, say some apostles, prophets, evangelists, you know, pastors and teachers, say to equip the saints for the work of ministry. This has to do with, you know, recruiting, you know, believers, training them, equipping them with knowledge, the skills that they need to live an effective and efficient Christian life. So we need these gifts for us to be effective. When Paul was talking in Timothy, he said that a man of God may be what? Thoroughly what? Furnished. The gifts helps us to be thoroughly furnished. When they are put to use, when put to, those who have the teaching gifts, as they teach, men are equipped. The teaching will help to silence false doctrines. Praise the Lord. The teachers are there with this gift to help us to put clarity in the Word of God and put a very clear demarcation between the false teachings and what is and what provision that God has for us. So the teachers have their place. The evangelists have their place. As they put that gift to use, men are brought to the fold. Discover that in as much as all of us have been commanded to go, the truth is that we have men who have these special gifts. Evangelist. At least we know in our time of great men like Ryan Bonke. These are evangelists to nations. In fact, I've also come to understand that there are levels of operation, even like say in Corinthians we tell us levels of operation and even the scope of ministry. Also, Ryan Bonke, I see him as one of the evangelists that was sent to nations, not just villages and towns, to nations. So he was ministry to nations. Countries, continents, was sent as an evangelist to Richard. And even in his ministry, the other gifts also manifested for him to effectively carry out his evangelistic outreaches. Praise the Lord. And of course, in that, men are equipped, are built up in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. We also see that, we talk about to edify and build up one another. Like when Paul said that we are members of one another. Individually, we are members of one another. So we build one another up. We enlighten one another. You know, the doubts, some worries are removed. When you talk about the service gifts, the administrative gifts, the motivation, those are the motivational gifts. We use them to build up one another, to encourage. Paul used in a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3 and verse 31. Say, spiritual gifts, when properly used, bring about edification. That's to build up. Exhortation is to inspire. Comfort. When we are not functioning and exercising spiritual gifts, we are actually robbing others of these benefits. Praise the Lord. You are robbing them. You know, that's why. If you look at it very well, you discover that I listened to one man of God. He was saying that we are still living like beggars because many persons, as we are seated here now, somebody's destiny is tied to you because of the kind of gift that you are carrying. Praise the Lord. Somebody's destiny is tied to you. Somebody's life, somebody's salvation, somebody's deliverance, somebody's uplifting is tied to you. Maybe your own is just the encouragement. There are so many persons you will encourage
And that encouragement is what will keep them in the faith
without falling away.
So, no wonder the Bible tells us to desire them earnestly. In fact, Paul was talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Let's read it and see what Paul said to Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Let's see. Okay. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. To stir up. In other words, you must activate this gift for use. So Paul was encouraging Timothy because he will make more impact. He will make more impact if he stir up these gifts and use them as tissue. According to 1 Timothy 4, let's also see 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse. I read from verse 14. 1 Timothy 4, verse 14. Do not neglect the gift I send you. Can you imagine? Most of the versions I read of this verse use the word neglect. And one of them use that you should use the gift that is in you. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. He went on to say, meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Praise the Lord. You can see in putting this gift to use, you'll be saving yourself and both those you minister to. So God has given us this gift to build up one another. And you know, in putting this gift to use, you're actually obeying. And God blesses obedience. God blesses obedience. Praise the Lord. Now another one we can look at, we talk about the prosperity in ministry. That is, being successful in the ministry that God has given to you. Let's see Ezra chapter 6. When the Lord spoke through the prophet. Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. Ezra 6, verse 14. So the elders of the Jews built. Now if you read from verse 1, you will see how the prophet spoke from verse 1. But in verse 14, they heeded that prophetic word that came. So the elders of the Jews built and they prospered through the prophesying of who? Of Haggai. They built and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel. And according to the command of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. So when the prophet Haggai brought the word of the Lord, you know, that's why Paul encouraged a lot that they should do a lot of prophecy, a lot of prophesying. Though he told them when it was in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when he was talking about it, he's speaking in tongues and all that. You know, he tried to wanted to create a balance that in a public service like this, as I'm here now, if I'm speaking in tongues, it's not be complete if there's no interpreter. Somebody must interpret for there to be edification. So he tried to let them know that there should be order. But then he told them that he would rather prophesy. That to speak a thousand words in tongues. Praise the Lord. But later on, he told them, for me, I profess, I speak in tongues more than you all. So actually, you can actually individually, because either he's speaking in no tongue, he speaks mysteries. So you're actually speaking to yourself according to scripture. You are speaking to God. You are communing with God. Praise the Lord. That will also help you to activate the gifts of the Spirit in your life. Praise the Lord. So when they hearken to the prophecy given by Prophet Haggai in the Bible here, the Bible says they prosper. They were able to build. So that's one of the things that prophecy will do. We're able to accomplish God's purpose. In fact, it was prophecy from the passages we have read so far in Paul's dealing with Timothy. It was prophecy that singled out Timothy. Praise the Lord. They were able to, through prophecy, they were able to recognize the gift of God in the life of Timothy. Praise the Lord. And that's, many persons have been, you know, giftings, callings have been discovered that way. Somebody is able to recognize this thing, this brother, this sister is manifesting this gift. And the person is encouraged to develop it. Praise the Lord. It's a benefit. Because we are seen for one another by the giftings of God in our lives. So the place of prophecy and prophesying is presented all the way through the Bible. It has always been a part of God's way of speaking and ministering to his people. Prophecy received and acted upon enabled us to prosper, like we saw in that scripture. The people were inspired and motivated to do what God has called them to do. And he used prophecy to do that. So sometimes, when God wants you to accomplish a purpose, it will come in the form of prophecy. And it will do you good to take it, like Paul was encouraging Timothy. Say that word of prophecy that was given to you, hands were laid on you. Those prophetic words, say don't allow them to die. Praise the Lord. That's part of the benefit. So, and I know for someone like Timothy, those words will keep him going as he remembers them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that will encourage him. Now let's see, another thing, benefit we'll also get as we put to use our gifts is that it revealed the living God to unbelievers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when Paul was teaching, particularly when talking about the tongues, you know, speaking in tongues, say unbelievers, they come face to face with reality of the living God as God displays his power. You know, if you read from verse 22 of that 1 Corinthians 14, let's read it from verse 22. Scripture says, therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to all believers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, is convinced by all and is convicted by all, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face he will worship God and report that God is truly amongst us. Praise the Lord. Can see, so this manifestation of the gifts as we put them to use, it's convince unbelievers. They begin to see this God, you know, because the manifestation of these gifts as we use them, they add more, they make our ministration to be very much more active and believed. Praise the Lord. Another thing is that as we put them to use, God is glorified. God is glorified. And that's actually one of the essence of God releasing this gift to us. These motivational gifts, manifestation gifts, ministry gifts, you know, as we put them to use, all the glory. So we reap more glory for God when we use our gifts. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants to be. God wants to be happy. He wants to, you know, he of course, scripture tells us he does not share his glory with anyone. So as we are putting this to use, God is glorified. The name of the Lord will be spreading. In fact, as we see a few scriptures in the Acts of the Apostles, you know, a lot of these things happen in the Acts of the Apostles. You can see that everything about God was spreading as the apostles put their gifts to use. Praise the Lord. Let's just see a few as we begin to summarize benefits of utilizing our spiritual gifts. From Acts chapter 2, if you look at verse 41, Acts chapter 2, verse 41, say, those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. This was when the apostles began to manifest the gifts. And if you look at verse 44, now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. If you go to verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Now the church, as these believers put the gifts to use, the church physically started growing. Hallelujah. So one of the benefits is that we grow in number, physically we grow, and spiritually, as the church is built up, you know, like we have seen before, for the equipping of the saints, the we grow spiritually as we execute our giftings. Praise the Lord. In fact, the healing of the layman at the beautiful gate created an avenue for ministry. If you see Acts chapter 3, I'll just pick verse 9 and verse 11 or 13. He said, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. In verse 11, now as the layman who was healed heard unto Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people. You can see an opportunity to preach now, to talk now. You can see it has created an avenue, just like a crusade already arranged by this manifestation. Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Praise the Lord. So he created an avenue. So to create more opportunity, as we use our gifts, to create more opportunity for us to reach out, to win more souls, to bless lives. Praise the Lord. In fact, in Acts chapter 5, the case of Ananias and Sapphira, in that place you see that they when Peter, through the word of, you know, the word of knowledge, in that place were able to detect, to know that they were lying. You know that one benefit I see there is that when that thing happened, the Bible says fear came upon everyone. I don't think there was no account of that type. Again, they were other issues, so like in chapter 6, where Isaiah having a problem with the sharing of food and all that. But at least all the liars, they advise themselves. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ah, they will die. I know one die. I know that they also are, because if you read the Bible, where we say they heard, the thing spread. Those have been lying before. When they got home, they were just repenting anyhow, because they don't know who next. And imagine anytime you're going to go before Peter, you'll be careful, is that not? In that setting. So one has to be, everybody advises. So that's a benefit. So in a way, it put a check on people to live holy lives, that truly God is a consuming fire. Of course, the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch, we have that in Acts chapter 8. You know, when the Spirit spoke to, first of all, the Bible says an angel spoke. And when Philip went near, the Bible said that the Spirit told him to go near, draw near to him. So that's a manifestation. And it was through that one, that man became a child of God. Of course, the activities of the devil are exposed. It's a benefit to us, exposing the activities of the devil when they have planned. If you go to the Old Testament, you remember the case of Elisha. The Arameans, that king was so disturbed one day. He just called all his soldiers. Who is my enemy among my soldiers here? Who among you? He's betraying me here. Who among you? Thank God, one of the men has had information. Say, sir, it's none of us. But there's one man that anything you do, even in your bedroom, he sees it. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. You know, sometimes when I'm thinking, I just say, God, just help us. God help us so that we really need to manifest more than we are doing now. Praise the Lord. We need to trust God. The gifts are here. They are here. What we are talking about, they are not somewhere else. They are here. We have this thing. The Bible says, just like Paul that was speaking, say we have this treasure in what? In earthen vessels. That the excellency and the glory may be of God thereof. we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So we need to activate these gifts and begin to walk in them. Divine direction also in our calling and place of assignment. In fact, if you read Acts chapter 16, if you read from verse 6, Paul, as he was going on ministry, he came to a point, said the Spirit forbade him. He not allowed him to enter. He moved again until by revelation, he saw a man that was beckoning on him, say, come over to what? To Macedonia and help us. So by that, God gave him divine direction to the actual place that was ripe to be reaped for the kingdom. Ripe to be reaped for the kingdom. So God gives us. So that's what let's allow God to help us. In fact, in Acts chapter 19, the Bible tells us that unusual miracles happened by the hands of what? Of Paul. That even at the time, because of the pressure, they will only just get some things, have contact with him, or as he passes, shadow and all that were bringing healing. And this was spreading, and the name of the Lord. So the manifestation, the essence of the Christian life is for us to manifest these gifts that will bring glory to God. Praise the Lord. I remember I shared a testimony some times ago. And I was in a particular Thursday, I was coming from Ovoria to Abraka here. So I entered one of these vehicles. I didn't know that the vehicle was, you know, those that want to play people, all this for one and all that with their own arrangement. So as we entered, we just going. So suddenly, because the driver himself, one by the driver's seat there, and one other person, and so two of us were at the back, the driver and one other person. I didn't know that the driver and the two persons I met in vehicle, they were together. They were together. So as we're going, suddenly one of them just told me, hey, please, if I ever brought his phone out, try to make a call. And it's like, it was like he just was kind of dramatizing it. Try to make a call, pretend to be making a call, and nothing happened. I said, hey, please, can you just give me your phone? This guy can just make 1 minute call, please. So as he asked me, so I looked at him. As I looked at him, I got a message that something was wrong. And immediately I started speaking in tongues. I didn't know what I was saying, but I was just speaking in tongues. And it was loud. They were hearing me. So instead, I was sat by myself, started adjusting. The driver himself just looked back in a way, looking at his friend and all that. So as we're driving down, we got to a cool. One of them said, hey, driver, now yeah, I want drop. He just dropped. So we drove again to the front a little. Another one said, now yeah, I want drop. He dropped. We now got to Oria, yeah. Before that, primary school where you have the Catholic church. So the other one said, hey, now yeah, I want drop. So when all of them have dropped, the driver said, hey, I know they go Abraka again, though. You better say, go come down for here. I'll give you the difference that will take you to Abraka. So He dropped me and reversed. I was going back to worry. That's when I said I was going to Abraka, you know. So I was able to detect these men were not ordinary. It was not a driver that was doing normal, you know, transport business and all that. So the Spirit of God helps us to be able to discern, and you know, with that we're able to overcome, you know, the tactics, the wiles of the devil. And lastly, I want to give us a testimony. I remember this testimony, I don't share it all the time, but one time I shared it, somebody did not believe, but it's true. Money has increased in my hand before. And God made me to understand that it was for that purpose. Rather than see if I will pray again and money will increase. What happened? I was selling in a bookshop. Two of us were selling in a bookshop. Then I just gave my life to Christ, just a few years. I was selling in a bookshop. And it was covered. The other young man was doing some funny things. We checked the price of the books, do some things. So it was discovered. But the thing is that it was rubbing on me in the sense that the owner of the shop thought that two of us were conniving to be sharing money and all that, but I was not involved. So one of the days, at the end of the day, after selling everything, we counted money. Behold, money was not complete. I said, God, if I was not praying, I'm done. Yes, I will just, after this, I'm coming down. I'll just pray. Say, God, what do I do? I will count money. Money is not complete. I say, God, if I go, there's no story because they're already suspecting me. There's nothing I'm going to say that will make them to believe that I did not take money from this money. So what I was doing, I will count the money, I will pray. I will count the money, it's not complete. I will pray. I will count, I will pray. I will count, I will pray. Lo and behold, until a point as I counted the money, because I've added up the figures in the notebook of say, the money was complete. So I quickly handed over, you know, I got to the where the manager is, I handed over the money to him. Eh? And that was it. Do you know that even as a human, I was sitting there, maybe it will still call me that the money is not complete too. But I knew that the money increased. Praise the Lord. That was a miracle. And it was for that occasion to remove reproach and shame from me. Praise the Lord. So there are different ways that as these gifts manifest, you know, they help us in various ways and even to increase our faith in the process. Praise Master Jesus. I know if you give us time, we have many testimonies, many experiences. Because this teaching actually should actually be a very practical one where we share experiences and the benefits of putting this gift to use. But must not forget that God wants us to use these gifts. They are not for decoration. Praise the Lord. Any question, any contribution? Any question, any contribution?